The Absa Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by Absa. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Good evening and welcome to The Sound of Your Life and also to The Business Hour. And what I enjoy is storytelling, success stories, especially business stories. And I'm having a conversation tonight with none other than Mrs. Rizna Opperman from Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, who will be telling us what is Absa doing for businesses. So Rizna, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for
being here. So tell me, Rizna, can you tell us more about Earth Garden Lifestyle Center and also a little bit about yourself?
Maybe start off with myself. I'm actually a computer programmer by trade, but I always had a great passion for plants and gardening in general. So I actually just turned my passion into my business. Our garden center, or lifestyle farm as we like to call it, we have a garden shop. We offer climate-appropriate plants to home and business gardens. We have a beautiful florist that we have fresh flowers and accessories at really excellent prices, and then of course that most people know of, we have a cafe and occasion venue where we host any and all private celebrations from birthdays to conferences.
So Rizna, COVID-19, the pandemic had an impact on everybody. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on how it impacted your business?
That was really a tough time. I think not of course not only for us but for everybody. The first month we were closed, but, you know, having a living stock, we all had to come in every single day to come and water the plants and care for them. And not having any staff, I did all of that by myself. When we moved to level 4, it was a bit easier, but we had some new difficulties. We were allowed to deliver flowers and plants, but we were not allowed to have people in store. And, of course, still have the same watering and caring for our stock that we had in any general time. Currently with level 2, it's of course a bit easier, but there's still a lot of restrictions applying that we need to adhere to, especially on the cafe and restaurant side.
So tell me, Rizna, are you currently still investing in your business now that lockdown has eased?
Well, certainly we're not doing any unnecessary investments, but one needs to go on and one needs to stay positive and look at the future. I'm always a strong believer that tomorrow is the day that we live for and not looking at the past. We are caring for our business with the view of moving forward.
Mrs. Rizna Opperman from Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, right here on IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And do stay tuned when we come back with your Absa Business Agility Series. We will be speaking about all the support Absa provided to her. Speaking to Ms. Rizna Opperman from Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, right here on the Agility Business Series by Absa and on IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And good evening and welcome into the show if you just tuned in. So Rizna, also Absa, what type of support do they provide you?
Yeah, I think a lot of businesses always need to remember, and certainly us as well, that your bank can be your friend. Absa has been a friend to us. They have been providing invaluable support and advice, and sometimes just an ear to listen to. So really grateful for having them in the vicinity.
Can you maybe tell me who advised you through this tough time?
Yeah, on a personal level, certainly I think my husband, who is not in the same trade as I have, kept calm and collective. But I think I would just like to thank a lot of our customers that have been extremely supportive and understood the difficulties that we are in and helped us through the time just by supporting us firstly, but also just lending an ear as well.
So, Rizna, do you have any practical tips maybe that you can give other business people on how to adapt during these difficult times?
If we can just talk about what worked for us, just being absolutely prudent with your finances. Don't spend money that you don't have. With stocks, specifically, be open and honest. You know, let them know exactly what the status quo is so that they understand where you're coming from when there is hardship. After all, they're the ones that are going to help you to pull the wagon through the drift.
All right. And then Absa also recently launched a TV campaign all about, you know, we do more so you can. You know, and when you think of your business, what does I can mean for you?
Well, for me, I think we generally have an I can attitude. You know, nothing is too difficult. From Absa's perspective, the attitude is that they came with exactly the same mindset and bring excellent business advice and excellent views of what is working in the general market, and I think so that they can recommend it.
And then lastly, also, if listeners would like to get a hold of you guys, find out more about Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, what's the best way to do so?
I think certainly, like most people, we are on social media. You can find us at EarthZA on Facebook and Instagram. And then, of course, on our website, www.earth.co.za. And Earth is, of course, with a U.
Mrs. Rizna Opperman from Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, right on the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulhoun. This is the APSA Business Agility Series. And do stay tuned. Coming up, we will be speaking to Alex Kennedy from APSA. Welcome back to OFM, the sound of your life, and to the Business Hour, busy with your APSA Business Agility Series. And earlier spoke to Mrs. Rizna Opperman from Earth Garden Lifestyle Center. And now to just also help us wrap things up, we've got Mr. Alex Kennedy, Regional Head Wealth of the Central Region. How are you doing, Alex?
Good afternoon, Cyril. It's good to chat to you again. Thank you very much.
So if we look at the client, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about Earth?
Cyril, yes, it's great to support and to be in partnership with clients like Mrs. Opperman and Earth Garden Lifestyle Center. Mrs. Opperman has been a client of ours in her personal capacity for many years now, and we've got a relationship with Earth Garden Lifestyle Center since 2009.
So if we look at Earth Garden Center, we look at COVID-19 and the role that APSA played, and also from the beginning with Earth Garden Lifestyle Center, can you maybe tell us the road or the journey that you took with the client?
Absolutely, Cyril, yes. Mrs. Opperman started the business in 2009. At the time, it was known as Roses for You. And over time, that business expanded into what it is today, Earth Garden Lifestyle Center. And particularly in 2016 was the major expansion that was undertaken. But we've been part of the growth and the development of that business since 2009. And then in specifically providing finance to grow and develop and expand into what it is today.
And then also lastly, Alex, we'd like to find out from you the campaign APSA is currently running, We Do More So You Can. Can you maybe elaborate on that?
Certainly, Cyril, yes. Look, this particular point does not apply to Earth Garden Lifestyle Center or Mrs. Opperman, but as you'll know, one of the outcomes of the COVID-19 induced economic downturn and the lockdown period is that many clients have required assistance keeping their businesses afloat, making sure they can still maintain jobs and keep people employed. So we've really been at the forefront of staying close to our clients and supporting them and assisting them with access to funding, especially during this difficult time. And then as far as particularly as clients like Mrs. Opperman are concerned and other female entrepreneurs, we partner with organizations like Lioness of Africa, through whom we provide female entrepreneurs with networking opportunities to gain access to new markets. So that really summarizes how we do more so that our clients can.
Thank you so much, Alex, for your time. As always, a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Cyril.
Mr. Alex Kennedy from APSA, right here on OFM, the sound of your life and the Business Hour, all part of your APSA Business Agility Series.
The APSA Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's African tenacity.